Greg Goodboy.
Welcome
to it. I'm Brian Gerard alongside Greg Hoyt,
hello.
Robert Scheid.
Hello.
Yeah.
We have a lot to talk about this week.
We do.
Because it is, we are smack dab in the middle of the summer.
What?
Yes,
people,
it's hot.
People,
it's so hot.
My pants are off. I ain't wearing no underwears no
my
more.
My feet's on fire.
I'ma cut my nose off.
Because it's so hot.
When did we get completely racist?
What?
What?
That wasn't racist.
Those are just accents.
Oh, that was me.
You're the racist.
Jerk.
Douchebag.
You're a jerk. Midsummer. How's everyone's summer going so far?
Awesome.
It's going well. It's
summer, man. Your shit is going well.
There's nothing like the summer. Let me ask you this. Why hasn't America really...
Can we call it America?
America. Why hasn't America adapted that European panache of like, let's just take 5 weeks of the summer and kick it?
Because we're ruling the world.
And because the 5 weeks that they take, which are actually four, is August.
Easy
when
shy.
It is so hot. So hot. That you can't do anything.
Oh.
So everybody goes away. And they don't, most of the cities and most of the houses there don't have AC. It is so hot, you don't want to do anything. So it isn't kind of like, hey, we're just so laid back, we'll do anything.
Yeah,
no, it's more like we're
it's
so
hot.
It's
out of a need, yeah. Out of a need to.
I think it's.
Let me tell you about America.
Tell me about
America. Again, this week, for the second week in a row, episodes brought to you by Bud Light.
Bud Light.
If we say Bud Light enough, do you think they'll give us... something for free?
I don't think they listen to our show.
Mm. They do that with Oprah Winfrey all the time. Like Skype, she gets Skype for free all the time.
Skype is free.
So, midsummer,
yeah.
When I think of things like Bud Light and Oprah Winfrey,
mm-hmm.
I
love Oprah Winfrey. Like, I honestly want to have sex with her.
No, you don't.
I don't think you really do. Maybe with her...
yeah, you say I don't. Like, you're like, I say that I do, and you go, no, you don't.
I think you want to have sex with her ideas and her values.
No, I don't want to have sex with her ideas.
No, you want to have sex with her bank account.
No. I don't want to have sex with her bank account.
What about her house?
I don't want to have sex with her house. I want to have sex with her...
dogs.
I want to have sex with her lover, Gail.
Whoa, Gail's not her lover. She's married.
It's her BFF.
Married.
Yeah.
I have a question for you. What's the first thing that Oprah says in the morning when she wakes up?
Stedman, you can come in now.
Wrong. Close, though.
Really?
She says, good morning, Gail.
How can you tell
yes.
when someone is from Chicago?
Because they say pop instead of soda.
No.
I thought that was pretty good. I think that's actually pretty true. No.
How can you tell when someone's from Chicago?
Because they prefer deep dish pizza instead of thin crust, right?
You just stop answering me.
Because I know. Right. Because they want they have sauerkraut on their hot dogs. That's another good one, isn't it? I think I'm doing pretty good here.
How can you tell someone's from Chicago?
How?
It's all they talk about.
Oh, wow. No, I think mine was better.
You did it. No.
Oh, is that really it?
That's really it. That's the best joke about Chicago ever. Because people from Chicago will let you know
really
how awesome Chicago is. How awesome the Bears are, the Cubs are,
yeah.
How awesome the lake is, the beach is,
well,
the city
were.
Is. Well, the Bulls were.
Yeah.
At one point, that was part of the conversation.
Yeah.
At one point. Although it may be again, because
let
LeBron...
Let me go on the record in saying that Chicago can suck my ass.
Be careful there, whoa. Buster.
Well, hold on a second. What do you have against Chicago?
What do you
it's
have?
It's bullshit. Chicago
why?
Is bullshit.
Have you
Chicago
been there?
Chicago is a mistake.
Have you been there?
No, I drive by mistakes. I don't sit in mistakes. I don't visit mistakes.
You should visit
Chicago
it.
Is
it's
a
very
mistake.
Nice. It's very nice. The Windy City, as they call
I hear,
it.
I hear Chicago is one of the best American cities on the planet. A, Barry Obama's from there. Not bad. B,
true.
It's called the Second City. A lot of show business is coming out of Chicago.
But what, true. What, second city to what?
Second city to New York.
Sorry. I'm sorry. Is my laughter registering? Really? It goes... So what you're telling me is that it goes New York?
New York City, yes.
City,
mm-hmm.
Top city in the world. And then the next top,
yes,
the next one in line
yeah.
to the throne
uh-huh.
in the world is Chicago, fucking Illinois.
Let me ask you a question. Is there a musical that has run on Broadway for 20 years called Shanghai?
No. No. But there's Miss Saigon.
Okay, bad example.
You should have said Chicago. No, there's no city called Cats.
I'm talking about Chicago.
Cats, Illinois. Another
city. There's a musical called Memphis that just won a lot of Tonys.
Nobody cares.
Okay.
Memphis. We have a lot of listeners down in Memphis.
Yeah, we do.
And to them, Hassalam alaikum.
I don't think there is a big Muslim.
No. Well, maybe there is. I don't want to rule anything out.
No
doubt. I don't want to rule anything out.
I just don't picture it. I don't see it. Yeah. Can we all agree that the term second city for Chicago needs to be fucking revolt?
A, you have a lot of friends in Chicago.
I do?
Yeah. That are either from there or that live there. Explain to me your deep-rooted frustration with this.
I think you said it. You think the people from Chicago are what?
just talk about it all the time. It's just a joke. I mean, it's like, whatever. I don't really care. But it's just one of those things that I've noticed that people from Chicago are like, oh, man, Chicago this and Chicago that. And then Chicago does this.
Wait,
and
you
then
don't,
this.
You don't think New York?
Chicago.
You don't think New York's the
and
same way?
And then I eat this in Chicago, and it's specific to Chicago. And then Del Close did this. And then the second city did this.
And Chicago, Chicago, the Chicago.
And then Chicago, Chicago.
Hey, our buddy, our old pal Frank used to sing about a song called
New York, New York.
Chicago's my kind of town.
Yeah.
Now,
that was back maybe when it was relevant, in 1951.
Which is when the second city term came to be.
Which makes sense, because they were doing horse and buggy shit back and forth from New York.
So my question is this. Should a term, or should a phrase or whatever about a city be revoked after a certain period of time? You know,
yeah,
like
once
the
it's
Big
irrelevant.
Apple.
Well, what was the Big Apple about?
I have no idea where the term Big Apple comes from.
That's a very good question.
I need to be completely honest.
Yeah, me
with
neither.
You.
I'm just realizing I don't get it.
It's the Big Apple because it's a big apple.
I get it about Chicago. Chicago was like, we need to call ourselves the second city to potentially give people a reason to come to this frigid wasteland. Chicago. Otherwise, nobody's coming here. We got to call it the second city and make it seem like it's kind of like New York. It's kind of cool. Once they get here, they'll be frozen in for 8 months, and they'll never be able to leave. Like, but we just got to get them here. The Big Apple makes no sense. Second City is
Big Apple. Big Apple was originally a term used in the 1920s and 30s by jazz musicians as a way of saying there are many apples on the success tree, but when you pick the New York City, you pick the Big Apple.
Yeah, jazz, man.
Jazz, baby, jazz.
Oh, yeah. I'm on heroin.
He's got a gun!
I've been shot! Chicago!
Oh, I'm shot! I'm in Chicago!
This is second city! Del Close, Del Close, Del Close.
Now, you're being very specific, a very specific faction of Chicago with your experience in the world of comedy, which you very rarely, you barely can say you're in.
Barely.
Let's be honest.
Barely.
And you're using this example of Del Close. Who is that exactly? And
he's an improv guy that everyone just loves, and he's from Chicago, and it was a second city thing, and blah blah blah, rapidita. I've heard the story a million times, and every time it starts, I tune out, so I can't even tell you exactly what it was. Here's another Chicago joke.
Please do.
What do you call an actor or comedian who lives in Chicago? Terrified.
Terrified.
You're really.
That's good.
It's good. It's good.
Yeah. Well, I would have said employed in commercials and voiceover work.
Really?
Possibly.
There's so much.
A lot of advertising agencies
are
based on
exactly.
And they all cast in Los Angeles, so it's crazy. Hmm. They shoot all this stuff out here.
That's crazy. Yeah. Well, I think to our Chicago contingency.
The Windy City.
Nothing but love from the Shy Show here in this evening.
Nothing but love.
Nothing but love.
Can't wait to come to the Windy City. Do I need to wear earplugs in the Windy City so that it doesn't hurt my brain?
I can't wait for us to start going on the road and doing field versions of of the Shine Show.
Greg
Chicago
is
one of the
lynched in Chicago.
I can't wait to go to Chicago. Bring it on.
Brian is going to get lynched in New Hampshire.
Yeah.
And I think I'm just going to be...
lynched by Halliburton.
Probably.
Probably.
Yeah.
Probably.
After today.
You're
going to
be lynched by Brian and I. Maybe.
Most likely. Every other city. Okay. I think that's it.
That'll do it for us. Well, on behalf of Robert Scheid and Gregory Hoyt,
yeah.
I am Brian Gerard. We are the Scheid Show.
Bing bong.
We want...
Bing bang bong.
A man drives a plane to the Chrysler Building. It's Chicago. It's not Chicago. It's Chicago. It's not Chicago. It's not Chicago.